Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him. So this morning I woke up and I don't know what's going on. I stay out of like politics. I stay out of all that stuff. And this is a choice that I chose to make, I don't know, probably like 6 months ago. But I am like, something spiritually has to be happening because I'm freaking out a little bit. And I don't even know what about. It's not about our business. It's not about the financial place where we are. It's not about the people. It's wild. It's like this, I'm just kind of freaking out about our country. And so this morning I sat out and I prayed, and I always like to, when I go through this type of stuff, I write down my prayers. It helps me kind of remove all the nonsense. But there's a couple things that I read this morning that blessed me, and I want to go into that. If you go to Matthew chapter 5, or actually chapter 6, verse 1, it says, take heed that ye do not your alms, and this is the giving before men, this is like your tithing. Take heed that you do not your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father, which is in heaven. If you're going to give to God, and you're supposed to give 10%. If you give to God and tithe, don't do it in front of men. Don't do it before men to be seen of men, but do it before God. Verse 2, therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. You do it for God, and you do it for God alone. You don't do it for men. This is the one I really wanted to go over, though, this morning today. If you go to chapter or verse 5, and when thou prayest, again, if you're to be not anxious for one thing, you're not to be, it's be not careful, but be not anxious for one thing, but in all things by prayers to God and supplication, which are prayers of personal need with thanksgiving, let those specific requests be declared to God. You're to pray when you're freaking out, but you're to pray just to God alone. And when thou prayest, and this is pray, this is the word praying to God, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. Again, it's between you and God. This life is between you and God, and it's not about being seen of men. And the irony of that in life is prevalent. It's everywhere. You see it. It's more about being seen than it is about the relationship with God. It's about you and God believing in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, being righteous and upright as a result of that belief. Romans 10, 9 and 10, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the mouth, or with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And that word salvation is safety or preservation. It's about you and God. But I also want to go over this, verse 7. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard of their much speaking. It's not about repeating the prayers to God. It's praying specific prayers of personal need. What's going on today? What do you need right now? And it's the little details that matter. It's everything. You pray about the small things in your life, the things you're thankful, and it's always with thanksgiving too. You pray about it. You thank God for the things that you have. You pray about the big situations. You pray about the small situations, but you do it between you and God. I want to finish up with this. If you jump over to Matthew chapter 19, verse 23, it says, then said Jesus unto his disciples, verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again, I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven, or kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, "Who then can be saved?" But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, "With men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible." With God all things are possible. And when I go through ways of freaking out, these are the type of verses I think about. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world. With God, all things are possible. It doesn't matter what's going on with your family, with your friends, with something going on with work, maybe a relationship with work. With God, all things are possible. You have to mix that stuff with believing, prayers with believing that God's going to take care of it, knowing that if it's of his will, it's getting taken care of. And you always pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. If you're not praying to God, it's not going anywhere. It's specific. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray the big prayers, pray the small prayers. Have a great day today. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Yeah, when the fog horn blows, I want to hear it. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. I ask that you just take care of my heart, that I'm not losing it. I pray for our country and that you just protect our country. I thank you for the Christians, that you just take care of all of our brethren, and that you bless them and protect them and just financially secure them. I thank you again for the moments of my life, for the things that you do, for the people we work with. And I just pray for a great day today, that we can knock out this room and I can get this off my plate. And I thank you for my brother and how much of a blessing he is, and just for a great day again. I lift up everything to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.